You're looking for something. A new way. A new understanding. A connection. Some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello and welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And really, I'm always here to help you feel better. I just love that, giving you reasons to feel better. And that has been showing up in my life more and more as I kind of defined that. And that's something that I invite all of you to do is there's probably, you know, like a statement or a saying or something you always turn to that, you know, keeps drawing you back in because it feels good. And when you say it, you know, or people recognize you with that, but really find out what that means for you, because that's something that you're going through in life that maybe you're transitioning, maybe you're expanding, maybe you're actually contracting. And that just means that you're growing. So never worry about that. So today is, I really wanted to take this leap. I was, you know, as we create our products and programs and our life, it really, there's a deeper meaning to them all. You know, everything we do in life, when we make these choices, they really do. And I have to say it all the time. They either make you feel good or they make you feel bad. And this is something that has become so important to me to feel good that I almost no longer want to stand for anything that makes me feel bad. And if something does make me feel bad, I step back and I think, is this because, and I just learned this one last week, I love this. Is this making me feel bad because I'm saying yes to something or doing something out of fear? Or am I saying yes or doing something out of love? And maybe I'm just nervous, you know, maybe I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and that's okay. But really always check in with yourself, and that's really all about self-love. So today I was thinking, okay, I really, really want to share with you guys, you know, I've shared my signature story before about why I'm a life coach. You know, why do I teach nutrition? Why do I, you know, love anthology books so much? Because I just do. I love books so much. And anthology specifically, there's just so many goodies and share stories in there. But I thought, you know, what about being in the spotlight? There are a lot of people who do want to be in the spotlight, but they don't know how and they don't know why. And there's just something tugging at them. But then they have all these sayings going on and beliefs in their head, like, no, I can't, because if I look silly, if I fail, I don't know what to do, or what if they laugh at me, or what if I don't have something good enough to share, or what if I just don't like people looking at me, or I don't like my voice. I mean, there are so many obstacles that we come across that we're actually just learning about ourselves and really what helps us to do this. So I thought, you know what, I am totally sharing my story about how I even had, you know, I've been with Om Times Radio for over 3 years now, and I say this all the time, Om Times is really my home, no place like home, and it's something that I'm very comfortable with, but not because I haven't gone through many other platforms of from stage to spotlight to TV, lots of TV commercials. And it all began actually, which is neat, and I wanted to share this little journey with you. And everybody stay tuned, because it's not just my journey I'm sharing. I have a guest with me online. We're going to bring her on after the commercial break, just around 20 after the hour here. And she has her own spotlight story and how she got there. And everybody, you know what, sometimes when you step into the spotlight, it can also be healing. So also check in with yourself. Does it feel right? Does it not? You know, what do I need? What lessons can I learn and grow to get there? But it actually started with my sister and I were not even teenagers, I don't think. I'm trying to remember. And my mother always, you know, was honest for being, you know, behaving properly out in public. You know, she wanted to have good children and be nice to be around. But she, you know, wanted us to set us up for our futures as young women. And so I guess they didn't have etiquette school, you know, that was back in the day. So she chose to send my sister and I to modeling lessons. And it wasn't to model and to make money and to be photographed, but it really was, let's get these girls to be really taught how to put their makeup on properly, how to sit properly, how to walk in high heels properly. And my sister and I thoroughly enjoyed these, they were more private lessons. And then I kind of took it to the next level. My sister was like, that's enough for me. I'm good. I don't like high heels. I don't like wearing makeup. It's all good. And I was like, oh my God, give me more. Hippie Barbie over here. And as I entered that industry, feeling quite confident with myself, not really actually knowing, because I mean, I don't remember how old I was, but you know, you just loved yourself because you do, you don't have all those judgments yet. Well, the modeling industry was very, very eye-opening to a young child, a young girl becoming a woman. And for me, not everybody, but definitely for me, it did traumatize me. I had every self-conscious thing you could possibly think about, you know, as a probably underweight child, I was thinking I'm fat. I now don't have enough hips and I don't have enough boobs. I don't have too much boob, too little, you know. And I thought, oh my God, and your hair is this. And if you get a pimple, because this is like a disease suddenly in this industry and you're ruining the picture. And so image became a really uncomfortable thing for me, other than being in my own life. But I didn't want that to stop me from sharing my life, sharing my world, being friends with people, going out in public. And actually, it did take a toll on me for years. I was very self-conscious. You know, I think I've shared on other shows that, you know, I went through a time where I didn't even want to cross the street at a light because all the cars would be stopped and then they'd see me. Well, they'd be watching me walk across the street. And I thought, oh, am I walking properly? Am I standing tall enough? Am I, you know, taking the right steps? Are my toes pointed? What does my hair look like? And it was just becoming so overwhelming that I kind of just wanted to just stop it all. And what happened was I went to a photo shoot, and this was the last straw for me. I believe I'm trying to think of how old I was. I was 18. I think I was 18. I might have been 17 or 18. And I went in to do the shoot, and they just looked at my hair. They grabbed it like I was not even a person, and they went, this is horrible. This hair needs to be gone. We're going to cut your hair. And I had long, beautiful, curly locks. And I didn't know what to say because I was a young woman. I didn't know my own voice yet. And so I said, all right, let's do that. And so there it went to about 2 inches long, curly hair everywhere. Very stylish for modeling. But you know what? That was it for me, because I realized that I now felt so uncomfortable in my skin. I mean, I cried. It was horrible. And my dad almost didn't even recognize me. And I thought, well, this is just the end of the world. I love my dad so dearly. And I thought, that's not authentic for me. Now, a lot of people love stepping into the role and acting and changing their look up because that's their message. But remember at the beginning of the show when I was sharing with you, like, feeling good, that is honestly my number one goal in life. I want to feel good, and I did not feel good. Also, if you check out the picture I posted on Facebook, Lisa Berry, Berry, you can't really see it, but I also had a collar on this pink suit jacket in that picture, and I just, I am not a suit jacket person, and I remember I had to wear these closed-in high-heeled shoes. Again, hate shoes, hate closed-in shoes, and I thought, how can I be authentic and share my message, which I didn't know what my message was back then. I just knew, number one, I loved myself. It felt so horrible to judge myself and have others judge me so harshly. I didn't have the bones for it. I was like, I can't handle this. I have to build up some self-love. So along my way, I just stopped everything with that modeling part. And it took an interesting twist of events. I met the most wonderful man back then, and it's Eric Lambier, my co-host on Musical Chairs, dear friend. This is 20 years ago. He's a magical blind musician, blind person, but that was the key for me. He couldn't see me. It didn't matter what I look like, and we fell in love. We got married. We're divorced, but we're best friends to this day. But I'll tell you, that was, I really needed that healing for me, because it really was this traumatic thing that happened. And during those years, which was so perfect, I got to watch Eric perform on stage and share his message, his gift. And he didn't even know what he looked like. He didn't know what anybody looked like. You know what? His confidence was just off the charts. So I really had the most perfect mentor to really show me, like, you know what? You be authentic. You be real. And that meant a lot to me. And so over the years, you know, I tried different things out. I started speaking on stage. And here's the key. When you want to speak on stage, you know what makes you feel the most comfortable and confident? Is when you are authentic, that audience, nothing matters about that audience as long as they're receiving your message. You're almost no longer nervous because you're so excited to get up in front of them and share what you have. Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you've done some research, or maybe you want to share your story. You've come to a conclusion about something you think you can help somebody, or maybe you can sing or you can act. So there's that kind of platform. So I gave that a go and I just absolutely loved it. I really discovered that I love teaching. I'm a nutritionist. I love teaching about food. When I get up there, I love bringing food and showing food. I love props with food. So that was my comfort zone. I also love doing speaking engagements in my bare feet, or at least soft feet. Like, I really like to feel as close to the ground as possible. There's nothing wrong with looking sexy in nice high heel shoes. There's always a time for that. But for me, that was something, again, authenticity. And so then I moved into TV. And I like TV. You know why? A lot of people will think, hey, I need an audience. I need feedback. But I didn't need feedback. I needed to be in my own space and just either with a co-host or be interviewed and do that TV. So I was actually on a Channel 12 for, I don't even know, every month for a couple years. I love sharing about nutrition and life coaching. And I realized that's my message. I want to coach people on how to feel good, whether it be through food or just coming to themselves. Self-love was not a big thing for me. Like, it was something I guess was happening. But the self-love piece didn't come until last year, actually. And you guys probably were with me last August when we did What Self-Love Got to Do with It anthology book. Oh, my gosh. You guys, if you haven't, you got to go back into the archives and check out last year's all month of August. Incredible co-authors that shared their story in that book. And Heather Andrews, thank you for compiling that. And, you know, when I did the TV, I really liked it. And then, you know, stuff comes up again and you go, I wonder how would I feel about just doing radio? Nobody can see me. I know, I'm invisible. I can be anybody. And okay, well, I fell in love with it. It is my feel like it's my forte. And here's the great thing, guys. I don't need anybody else to tell me it's my forte. If they all said, nah, you should really do TV and not do radio, I would say, that's okay, thank you very much for sharing, but then you're not my audience. I mean, I appreciate that, and maybe I'll do some TV and video, but I feel good. I feel like I'm serving the world. I feel like I'm in my element, and that's where I want you guys to step into. What's your element? Where do you shine? Where are you able to connect with that thing, that love, that peace inside of you, that you're able to, like, take it, wrap it up, and give it out to the world like a big ball? And that's really joyful to me, to be able to share that and do that. And so all along these roads, whether, you know, I do love doing, you know, I love, this is a neat thing too. I love interviewing people and sharing in conversation. You know, you can ask a question, you can get an answer. It's fabulous. And that's a great way to deliver information, deliver experience. It's also a great way to assist another in helping them to teach people. But a conversation, when you explore and when you literally grow in that moment of having this chat, and that's why I just absolutely had to have Adrienne on with me, and where I'm going to read you her bio and get her introduced and everything, because she has an incredible journey and story too with a few other platforms, because I want you guys to explore every platform. You know, your image is you. And it's the content, or it's at least the content that you're aligned with. You know, when I was wearing, I keep thinking this, you know, I love people who can design clothes. Thank goodness they do that and they sell them. I like wearing them. But that's their content, right? And so maybe a blazer is their content. But when I put a blazer on, that's not my image and I'm not aligned with it. And so that's the thing I want to share this whole story and this conversation with is, have you really got, you know, there's so many different looks that we can have, and I mean with our speaking and our words and everything like that. We can be really professional in some cases and maybe a little, you know, slack in others. I giggle a lot, and I can't help it. It's just, I think almost everything has a little bit of joy in it, like always. And even just that feeling, but maybe I just love when other people can be so calm sometimes and so serious. There are moments that we need that space. There's all kinds of different spaces. And so that's why the platforms, you know, explore them. Like podcasting, I'm still stuck on calling it radio. I like the word radio show. I'm old school. But I do know, you know, podcast is such a fun, trendy word. And, you know, even with that, you know, we have to find out what makes me feel good. Even our language, like when I used to write so much. You know, I'm now published in 4 different books. One has gone international bestseller. Thank you so much, Robert J. Moore. That one is, The Magnetic Entrepreneur, and that's Vision. And actually, you can read a little bit of Eric's story there in that one too. But, you know, I used to love writing, and I do love writing. But I think we have to find out why we're writing. Why are you writing your content? Where do you want it to go? What is your purpose? That will be your fuel. And if you, I know everybody says you got to talk about your why and your purpose. It changes. It really does change. You know, I go back all those years learning about, you know, at the modeling classes there, how to put the makeup on properly, how long to stay in the sun so that you don't overexpose and you don't burn your skin. And all, like, those are things that I'll hold so valuable to me as I walk through. And it's really good to be exposed. I remember that was a Clairol hair coloring. I can't remember the word, you know, Clairol hair coloring. That's why I did my hair there for the hair show and got it all cut off like that. And I do value that so much because I know that I do not like to have my hair that short. It's so good to find out what you love and what you don't love. And on that note, you know what? We've only got a minute and a half, but I want to just at least bring Adrian on, Adrian Lauren. If you would like to unmute yourself, because I know you're on the line. Adrian? I think she's there. She was there. That's okay. And we're going to go to commercial anyways, but I want you to know there are so many platforms out there, and Adrian has some experience in two things that I really do not have experience in, so I'm going to get experience in it, and that's the great thing. You get to grow and learn. But Adrian's got experience on YouTube and YouTube channel, so if that's something that you're thinking about, you want to hang in here for that, and also for running summit series. And I've been on them, and actually I've been on Adrian's, and we'll talk about that when we come back, but there's a reason why some of us choose to tweet, some of us choose to YouTube, some of us choose to do podcasts with Own Friends Radio, and some of us choose to be authors. And I think these are all very valuable things, like just kind of follow your journey along and go back to that. What is my image? What is my content? What content am I aligned with? What is the platform I'm comfortable? And have I tried them all? Like, there's so many different ones, you know, from you got LinkedIn to Facebook to all these different things. But as we do, we're going to go off to commercial, come back and share this time with me. We're going to share a beautiful story with Adrian Lauren and myself when we come back.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Obstacles equal opportunities.
Are you living without success in your life? Are there obstacles that you need to overcome to create that success? Challenging circumstances, feeling vulnerable, afraid to be authentic, lacking or even feeling like you've lost your personal power. Light on Living has just the interview series to help you ignite your confidence and your personal drive to overcome whatever challenges you face. Join us every Monday in July to learn how these entrepreneurs overcame damaging business experiences, financial ruin, and personal hardships as they show you how to move forward with poise, grace, and insight. So get your copy of Obstacles Equal Opportunities, Volume 2, The Enlightened Journey, and join us as we go live with these empowered authors.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Light on Living here with Lisa Berry, and I'm just about to bring on my guest, but before I do, I want to say that we're stepping into this next realm of standing in the spotlight. I shared with you before, you know, just about how, you know, I went from, you know, maybe the modeling to the writing to the TV to the radio. I even had a news spot that was kind of fun, not really, but kind of. And music. And I saved this portion so I could bring on Adrian here. But music is something I just absolutely love. I still don't have it in my little nerves to get up and sing publicly. I'm really nervous about that one still. But I do love singing in studio, and I love how it feels. And I'll tell you, this incredible young Chicky Poo that I'm bringing on is incredible with her music, and what a journey. So Adrian, hello, are you with us?
Hello, hello. I'm so excited.
I knew you would. You are another joyful little school, like bursting with stardust everywhere. But but you've been through a lot too. And so I want to read your bio, but your music journey has been like, woo. Okay. So, all right. Let me tell everybody. Adrian Lauren is a spiritual hip hop artist, digital content creator, creativity coach, and overall, yes, happy person on a mission to inspire and nurture the creative spirit. She is a host of Spiritual Superhero, an online interview series that aims to provide soul-centered insights, wisdom, and real-life stories that leave people excited, empowered, and energized to unleash their soul's creative calling. She believes that the seeds of greatness planted in our hearts are there because we are meant to live them out. And I know they're so beautiful. So we are here, as you could hear before, sharing about like our journey specifically, because we've really stepped it up. We've decided, hey, I want to be a leader. I want to help people. I want to do this. So we have to be in the spotlight. But it's hard to hide out and do that. So just share, because your journey is so crazy different, like all of ours are. How did you step into the spotlight? Were you born for it?
I don't know about, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, we are born into like what our greatness is. But before I wanted to dig into that, I was listening in, and yeah, one of the things that you said that really was just like, oh, that's so the reason why all these things unfolded for me, was you were talking about like, you know, making it your job to feel good. Yeah. And a few new moons ago, I wrote down, like, I was like, just like freehand, like drawing. And I wrote down this intention, and it said, and I have it posted on my wall, so I'm literally reading it. It says, I intend to live every waking minute of every day, conscious, awake, and aware in the present moment, while making it my job to feel good. And as we're going down memory lane and you're sharing, you know, what opened up for you, it took me down, like, you know, what opened up for me. And that was it. I just kept following these things that made me feel good. Like, you were sharing an embarrassing story. So when
these are vulnerable moments.
I was gonna just dive in. When I was probably like 8, 9 years old, something like that, my dad had this huge camcorder for like family, like, you know, home videos and that kind of stuff. And once in a while I would just steal it, and I would like scurry off, hide somewhere, and I would use it to record little music videos. But I would keep it a secret. So it was like, I would like record it. It'd be like hidden somewhere in the tape. And then I would hide the tape. And then, I just wanted to create it.
creator. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then, okay, go.
So right there, you're a creator. You recognize creator and you knew your genre, like you knew your medium. But it wasn't about being in the spotlight yet. You just wanted to capture it.
I just loved creating, documenting and capturing it.
Yes. I have to write that. Capture your creativity. Oh, my God, because that's so fun. and it made you feel good. Did your dad ever find them? Did your family ever go, oh my God, look at it?
Yeah, that's really funny because there was one of them, like as a Christmas present, my brother, who's really into techie stuff, took all of our tapes and like digitized them. And as he was digitizing them, he found one of the videos. And it's so funny. So it's me like singing the song. And it was like, people keep talking about my personality as if you know everything about me. That was the song. And then at the end of it, my little brother kind of like nudges like where the camera was. And then you just see me like get mad at him. And I'm like, oh my gosh, clearly I knew quality of videos. And
yes, you're like, oh, my set.
I was like, oh, excuse me, like respect the set here. Yeah.
Oh, that is so. And actually, it's funny. Did you say something about people talking about my personality?
Yeah, that was the song I was writing.
Okay.
Or in that video.
And this is, so I would like to share with everybody, you have a stage name.
I do.
And share that because I'm hearing the link here.
Dun, dun, dun. It's a persona.
Oh my God, which is all about different personalities.
Yeah.
So you had this, like, what image do I want to portray? And maybe I have one for this and this the other. Do you find that you have different personalities or just different, like, layers of expression?
Ooh, that's a really beautiful distinction to think about. I think it's both. Like, what I really enjoyed about music and why I always gravitated to, like, the word persona was because, like, every time I would write something, create something, I just felt like I could personify anything I wanted. And so if I was in a moment that I was really, like, disheartened and I was, like, back to, like, making it my job to feel good, I'd be like, okay, well, let me write something that makes me feel good. So if I'm feeling disheartened, I'm like, okay, I'll write something uplifting. And then so I had to personify this, like, uplifted person, even though that's not where I was at that moment. And then, like, in all other ways, too, like, a confident person. Or, like, when I started exploring rap, it was like, ooh, I can be braggadocious. Like, because I was always, like, humble. Like, I've always been like, oh, no, no, no. But with that persona, it's like, ooh, I can be the most confident. Like,
you know what I love?
All
that you
in
did?
Your face.
You wrote as if. Like, that's the future writing. Like, I'm going to write as if. And you know what's lovely about that? And this is why I do love getting the spotlight, Shauna, on anybody. They can step into their, this is what my, they're creating the world they want. They're creating the world that they can feel good in. They're the best at. That's, it's our stage. Like, we can step onto the stage. And, yeah, so, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
That word stage. Okay, so you get, you know, spotlight stage.
Yeah.
Why do you think, for yourself, how, if you couldn't have, if you never had a stage, you can never step on a stage, what would be missing? So, like, what the opposite would be like when you get on stage, what do you feel that is fulfilling to you?
Well, one, I feel like I was just born to be on the stage. So I feel at home on that. And just knowing that my art makes a difference, like, that people feel it and they're shifted, like they're changed, you know, by experiencing what I've created and what I'm sharing in that space. And if I didn't have a stage, I'd make my own. I create my own YouTube shows. I create my own, like, online series. Like, if I don't have an audience in front of me, I'll create it.
Well, I love that. That's okay. So audience, that's the next stage that I so wanted to share with these listeners in this audience.
Okay,
is, is audience. Like, I remember when I used to be so afraid, like, what if they don't like music? This, and I always know that when I step in front of an audience and I feel so calm, I've questioned, like, why do I feel, why am I not nervous? Like, is that a bad thing? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I know that I've attracted by people because I'm that authentic. I am that in my element. And even if I really screw up, and I've done some doozies, oh my goodness.
Me too.
And the best one, I have to say this one, you guys, oh gosh, you'll get a kick out of this one. Sometimes I get so excited, it's hard for me to think of any word that reminds me of a negative thing. And so here I am on, oh my God, Extraordinary Woman. I remember it was live, one of my first live shows, video, TV, everything, all here we go. And as opposed to talking about a nuclear plant that exploded, I called it a bomb. And I said, well, you know, with all the bombs going off. And she kind of looked at me like, we have bombs going off somewhere. And I went, oops, nope, not at all.
No,
you can't pull those words back. And they're just like, you go, well, you know what? Some of these other gonna laugh at me or they're gonna think whatever, but you have to kind of go, you just know that if you're, my job at the time was, you know, to educate or uplift or do whatever, that I'll still be able to do that in spite of some faux pas, really big one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're reminding me of, like, not that reason, but you're reminding me of my own. So I'm gonna go. And I was doing this, like, just a little gig locally, and they invited me to do it last minute. And I'm such a person that's like, ooh, let's take on new things. Ooh, let's try new things. So I was like, okay, you know, it's not a lot of time, so maybe I should do a couple songs that, like, I've done already, like, I know it, you know. But I was like, eh, let's try something new. So I ended up, like, sending the DJ, like, tracks of, like, these new songs that I wasn't really, like, familiar with. Like, right. I mean, I wrote them, obviously, so I'm familiar with them. But there's, like, a level of practice that needs to be there, so it's just second nature when you're, like, on stage. So I wasn't at that level with my relationship with these songs that I've created. Anyways, so we go on, and I'm, like, totally just, like, bombing the second verse. Like, and it's rap, so it's, like, every, like... syllable matters. every sound, right? And then so I just, like, messed up the whole thing, and I was like, well, okay, well, that's where we're going. And I, like, turned it all into, like, a dance party. It was crazy. I was like, we're just improvising, like, right now.
Yes, improv. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of people are actually stopping themselves for that reason. Like, I haven't prepared enough. I'm not new enough. My content's too old, so I want to try something new, but I don't know it yet. Yeah. And then you know, you fumble, but you forget the words, or me, I end up getting either so excited and not nervous, but like I just, my heart's racing. So I speak even faster, and then I don't even understand what I'm saying. You know?
Oh my God. And I have to say, like, you know, the note that you were saying earlier about, like, authenticity and just being yourself. And that's why there's that calmness. Yeah. Like, at the end of this story, like, I've had people be like, oh my gosh, that was, like, still by far one of my most favorite, like, performances you've done, because it created this whole atmosphere of, like, you know, I invited people from the audience to, like, dance with me. And, like, even though it was, like, to me in my head, like, if you, like, hold that, like, perfectionist attitude, you're like, everything went wrong, like, everything that went wrong.
Yes.
But it went so
you turned it into connection. And if I think that's it, I think that's the goal. There it is right there. That's the golden ticket. If anybody wants to step into any platform and shine and just do their thing and be the thing, if their goal, A, their job, to feel better, mm-hmm. and B, to connect and have others feel better, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and by the way,
one of my highest values is fun. My highest value is fun.
It's fun. And it just feels good. And it can be responsible fun. It can be silly fun. But I remember I actually met you. That's how I met you. You rapped. I went to a Mo Monday, and there you were up on stage doing, I was like, oh my God, look at her go. And your story was, so I was like, oh my God, that's what I would love for you to share, because you started a YouTube channel, and back to the audience, anybody that starts has zero audience, and then they get one and 10, and then, you know, and sometimes maybe they only get 20, but it still matters. So, okay, tell a little bit about your YouTube, your Toony Tuesday.
Super funny. So, like, even back to, like, the whole, like, you know, creating the video on my dad's camcorder and then, like, hiding it away, that was still my mindset with YouTube. It was, like, the exact same thing. I just wanted to document my journey and, like, see my growth and not want people to see it. So, irony, completely.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I actually, like, came into it from that space of, like, I knew I could be happier. I know this sounds really weird, but I had so much going for me. Like, I was, like, finishing university, I had a long-term relationship, my parents support my dreams and what I wanted to eat, and yet with all of these things, like, there was still a part of me that just, no, this isn't it. And I was like, well, then if this isn't it, then, like, what do I do? So my channel was actually just birthed from one question, and that question was, what would happen if I did something every day that made me happy? And, like, even tracing back in my life, I've always enjoyed making videos. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll make more videos, you know? And so it was just this, like, cookie crumb trail of just doing things that made me excited. I was like, okay, let me make a video about my trip to the Philippines that I just did with my family. Let me do a video about what makes me passionate. Like, let me do a video on my dance classes that I was teaching in university at the time. And so it's just following the feeling good and creating and putting it out there. And it's so funny how things just like unfold, because my intention was literally just like on a mission to find happiness for me, because I knew I wasn't feeling genuine happiness. Like, I knew there was a lot to celebrate, but just like that deep, like authentic, genuine happiness, I felt disconnected to it.
I love that you mentioned that. Oh, thank you so much. Because so many people right now, you have just highlighted something so big, is that a lot of times, you know, we can coach others, or we hear it. We know, don't let our external conditions, you know, drag us down. But you actually have the reverse. Your external conditions were amazing, but yet you were very honoring of an inner voice that said, there's something different. There's something, not more, but different. And I'm missing, like when I say missing something, I mean, you're disconnected. But isn't that cool? Like, a lot of times I think, like I have this crappy job and crappy this, so I got to change it. But you're so the opposite. Oh!
It's so funny. Yeah, and then things just started unfolding, and then people started to watch it. Like, why are people watching this? Like, yeah. So funny. And then they're like, actually, this is super inspiring to do more. And then people started telling me that my videos looked really professional. So then that like opened up like the idea of like, oh, well, then maybe I should do like a video marketing company and start that. And that was like my first like business venture. It was like doing freelance videography. And then it evolved into like even different more areas of marketing. And then I ended up in this whole world of working with a lot of real estate agents. And I'm like, how did I end up here? I'm like, what the heck? I'm using a medium that made me happy, which is creating videos. And then like, I dug myself into something that I was like, I don't have passion in this. So I was like, course correct.
And actually, just before we go to commercial, I have to laugh at something. But everybody, do come back after the commercials. We're going to talk about the success in it all, like personal inner success. But Adrienne, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, you could have like totally personified each house whenever they were on the market and be like, hi, my house name is this. And but everybody, come back and find out how to get closer to your success when you're on your spotlight platform. Okay, everybody, 2 minutes.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. Perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Guys, Light on Living. I'm Lisa Berry here, and we're really talking about how did they do that? That's actually the title of that. How do they do that? And how do they do anything? How do we all and everybody do the thing that makes us feel good, that makes us happy, that lets us get out of there? I'm so glad those commercials came on because I love that one, and I wish I remembered everything about it, but it was about healers. And, you know, sometimes we might think, well, I'm a healer. What platform is there for me? Well, you know what? There's so much we can teach from, like, case studies. I love sharing stories about something that's happened, like exactly like what Adrian and I are doing right now. Like, what happened then, and what did we try? And then the next commercial, so funny, the Connection app, because I wrote that commercial and sang it, and Eric was awesome. Let me use the studio so we could do it, because that's what, like, all of our social media kind of is. We're putting a message out there. I really love the Connection app, so I wanted to support it. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to do the commercial. And I just had so much fun. I kind of wrote that commercial thinking the neck bones connect to the head bone. So it was just a fun time doing it all. And so, Adrian, I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. when you decided – to use spoken word, to do the rap, was that just you always liked it? Was your comfort zone, or did you try a few things out first before getting to that?
So my dream was always to be an international pop star. Oh. So I've always wanted to be a singer, play the guitar, mm-hmm. maybe be in a punk band. I don't know. But definitely was singing first. But because I was such a closeted artist and I didn't have much like musical influence in my immediate family, or like even like a little bit extended family, like there's just nobody in my family that was doing art and music and all that stuff, so I just assumed it wasn't what we could do. So I just like hit it, and because I wasn't really using my voice, because I would like hide away and like try to sing, and I'm hearing that it's not sounding the way it's supposed to, I like created this story in my head that I couldn't sing. But I love lyricism. I love poetry. So I was like, well, if I can't sing, this is just my thinking. Like, I don't think this way anymore. But in that moment, I was like, well, if I can't sing, then I'll try rap. And then that ended up being so much fun. And then the more I did that and the more I shared that, people were like, you have a really good voice. Like, you have such a beautiful tone. You should try singing. And then I was like, oh my gosh. So now I'm in this world that I can play with both.
Okay, that was beyond a perfect story to share. So everybody right now, this is what I got from that, which I love that story, and I'm so glad that you're determined to find a way, is there's a difference, you guys, between permission and encouragement. When we're looking for permission from ourselves, from anyone, like Adrian's thinking, wait a second, do I really have permission? Nobody else in the family is doing it. That's not really giving me the green light. Like, you were looking for permission, I feel like. But the difference is when somebody says, oh my gosh, you have a really good voice, like you should try that. That's encouragement. That's support. And that is so huge. I just know there's so many people who want to do that, like sing, step out, act, do this, you know, the question would be, like, who are you either, A, waiting for permission from, and you don't really need, you need it from yourself. And I think permission comes from when you feel safe enough that I know I can handle this. I know it's something that's good. I feel like, you know, what do you think about that difference between permission and encouragement?
It kind of just reminds me of, like psychology and, like, nurture versus, like, nature versus nurture conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because when I was starting to, like, shift into music, then I started volunteering for different, like, local gigs that were hosting, like, events. So I started to get exposed to, like, people that were actually really doing music, like, as their career. And then once I just saw it and, like, saw it as a reality and saw it as a possibility, then I saw that for me, too. Because I would look at them and be like, wow, like, you know. But in my previous environment, that wasn't there. So, like, I had to, like, go and find a different environment that actually nurtured, like, my seed of greatness.
Oh, my God, you're feeding this so amazing. Like, I'm just thinking, your environment, yes, set your environment up. If you've got a jail cell around your heart, like, that's your environment. Like, it doesn't support it. And you fill it up with a whole bunch of yeses to other people to do things that you are not alignment with or don't really, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that people-pleasing or fear, you're not mm-hmm. setting your environment up. And so, oh, I love that. I'm going to do a little plug for you right now because I think this is, it actually just fits. Talking mm-hmm. about setting your environment up, I'm going to throw this out there. In 2009, it's in my signature story, I literally, if anybody can imagine this, I actually hit rock bottom, was the most depressed. I felt so disconnected from the world. I was in despair. I didn't even know how to live anymore. And Brinks, my kitty cat, was my only friend. And I found the internet, which didn't really know about it too much before, and I started listening to Tell Summits and series, and I was like, oh my God, these people are my secret friends. Like, I know them. They're my friends, but I won't tell anybody. And so when I would start saying, well, I can do this because so-and-so did it, and somebody would say, oh, who's that? Oh, it's just my friend, you know? And I don't even know them. But I have to tell everybody that right now, if you need a little support and boost to setting your environment up, start by listening and hearing and watching things like this podcast and like Adrian Lawrence, a spiritual superhero. that's totally my plug there because you've interviewed like
23.
Oh my gosh, 23.
Oh, and I'm one of them.
Amazing people.
Yeah, one of them. And everybody has a different environment that's going to allow us to set, like, you can take from, like, just because I'm doing radio doesn't mean I don't absolutely love watching another kind of a platform. And oh my gosh, like, how much did you grow just by interviewing these people?
Oh my goodness, like, immeasurable. And like even the journey of like creating it and like becoming the person that makes this kind of stuff happen, that's a whole journey in itself. and this series is all about stepping into your inner greatness and unleashing your soul's creative calling. And I came up with that by looking at my music, and I was like, what is all my art really telling me to do? And it was sad. It was like, okay, so many of my songs were like greatness, 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 these seeds of greatness, like greatness, unleash me. So that conversation of like just cultivating the right environment to nurture that seed is like so bang on, and like what this series is all about. And it's like so diverse too, in a way, which is like so beautiful, because like each seed requires a different environment, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can't offer that kind of like mental shift and all of that mm-hmm. for everybody. So like having all of these different takes on it, like what does creativity look like from like a neuroscience like background? Like what does it look like from an art therapist? What does it look like from a musician and an energy worker? What does it look like from shamanic practitioners? So it's like all these different worlds, all these different, now that we're at this analogy, I'm thinking of it like all these like different enriched like soils.
Me too.
You get to pick like where your seed of greatness will be nurtured, right? So,
yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. You said this soul, oh my gosh, first of all, I want to say that creation is never a waste of time. And okay, so there's this crazy grass that is just, it's called vine grass, I think, and it's a weed. Yes. And what it does is it like scatters out both like a big net, and it can take down a 100-year-old tree. Like this grass is crazy grass, right? And so, you know, I go out every day and I comb the lawn with my toes so I can pull it out because I don't want it strangling all my trees and bushes and stuff. And so you just made me think about that environment. And if we don't go through and comb our lawn with our toes and pull out this, you know, take down weeds, which are negative thoughts, giving up our power to external thing, or just even denying our calling, like pushing it aside. No, I have too many other things. I'm not deserving of it, not worthy of it. I'm not good enough. I'm scared. And I'm not saying for everybody just jump in the pool, take your life jacket off and go for it. But setting that environment and really figuring out what's in my soil. And I love what you said. What is my art telling me to do? That's powerful. I love that. What is my art telling me to do?
Yeah, actually, I said this quote like And now I'm quoting it. I was out for dinner with a bunch of creatives, like people that I just admire and love. And like that also just adds more to, like, you know, cultivate your environment. And they were just like off on this thought, and there was like a lull in the conversation. And I was just like, yeah, that makes so much sense, because art is the language of humanity and numbers is the language of the universe. And I was just like, yeah, that's true. And it's like, it's our art that really brings us to our humanity. And so when we listen to the language that's like being built in our art, that's when we get to get deeply connected and like who we really are, remembering who we really are. And for me, it was always that persistent, like, inner greatness. I really envision it as like this warrior goddess, just like... I'm doing hand gestures right now.
I'm just thinking about that language of the art, and I am so excited. It shows. I have this picture, the painting. A good friend did this, and I just fell in love with it. And it represents it so much to me, because a lot of people always say, oh, let's jump on a video call, or let's do Zoom, and we'll do video, and or even like to do a radio. I love doing interviews, and don't get me wrong, I love going on set and having that face-to-face time. But when I'm like in a conversation like this with you and I, what you said about the language, what's the language of the art? Well, this painting, it's neither he nor she. I'm going to say the word wrong. It's androgynous. I can't say it.
Androgynous.
Thank you. And can't say it again. But so it's this beautiful, and if she's covering her ears, she can't hear. She has her eyes closed, so it can't see. The mouth is closed, no talking. But as that's happening, all this beautiful, intuitive, floating around writing is coming in through the third eye chakra and then coming out through the heart. And it's called Listen.
Oh my gosh.
It's so beautiful. It's actually on my Facebook page. It's the background there. You'll see it. I just am in love, and I can never change it. It's so good. Perfect.
And it's reminding me of this, the third song in my EP that we're releasing. I guess we're going to have to call it like our spiritual superhero. So it's a collection of like different artists that are like really close to my heart. And one of the songs is called Awaken. And the first two lines of my verse in that song is, silence is a beautiful sound. Only in my stillness can I be found. And as you share that, like, imagery, like, it just made me think of those two lines immediately. It's just like, no, it's only when you get really still where, like, all of this magic just, like, comes through for you. Oh, my gosh.
Stillness is a great word. And still, you know what's funny? Because I live right near the water, so I look at it so still, and then sometimes it can be all rough and fancy and windy, and I like it's so much creativity. So this big I can't believe the time's going back. We have 3 minutes left. Oh my god. So I'm so glad. First of all, thank you so much for being here and sharing like
my
your story conversation, and really for all the people listening and who will listen, this is the biggest thing, is you do deserve a platform. And it's your call. You'll find your stage. You'll find your spotlight. Maybe it's podcasting. Maybe it's singing, rapping. Maybe it's just going into studio, like studio sessions.
Yeah.
It could be anything. Maybe it's writing. I can't even believe I did not focus on that, because I'm all about authors. But with, you know, just to be able to create, to release and share your art, whether it's in a message, a healing, a story, maybe it's formulas, maybe it's calculations. Maybe you're a mathematician, like, you know.
Computer, I have a math degree.
There you go. Yay. And so, like, or maybe your budget. Okay, maybe it's even you're a financial planner and you're budgeting money and helping people to feel better about their money and your relationship. So I just want to, I'm doing a shout out to everybody to really – set your environment, but first get still, start to listen to what you want, what's calling for you, how can you get this out, what's your spotlight, and then set that environment and find they're out there. There's so many people that are here to support you. And did you have any wonderful last words that you'd like to share?
Well, I wanted to say, if people wanted to tune in, it's spiritualsuperheroseries.com. And then you'll have access to all the daily emails and get to listen in to all these awesome interviews.
And I'm day 12.
But yeah, like, listen to your intuition, listen to your inner wisdom, because everything's there. Like this whole seed conversation, like, it's all there. And it's just a matter of, like, putting it in the right environment. Like, my roommate, he had this seed from this, like, wedding. And he had it for, like, a year and a bit. And it just stayed a seed all this time until he finally put it into the soil. And then we were, like, now we're, like, plant parents. And we're, like, oh, my gosh, look at it grow. And it was just a matter of putting it in its environment for it to flourish and grow. And so much of our creativity is like that. And so explore, like, put yourself in different soil until you – the one that, like, really nurtures you.
Oh, I never talked about dirt so much and in a positive way. I love it. I just, on that note, you know, I love that you said plant parents. I do kitchen farming because I sprout. So I soak my seeds, and then I sprout the seeds, and then I take care of the seeds, and I have to rinse the seeds. I can make sure they're not too dried, hot, cold, wet. It's, like, so fun. But, oh, my gosh. It's going to be awesome. I just love all my shows. Thank you again for sharing this time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Everybody, I always say that first because I want to say super first. SpiritualSuperheroes.com. I'm missing a
series.
Word. Series. I was like, there's another word in there. SpiritualSuperheroesSeries.com. Go check that out. And just even connect with me if you're thinking, I'd like to do something. I'm a seed. There's a seed in me. Where's my environment? Where's my soil? Reach out to me, Lisa Berry, and go just share and enjoy and everything. And just, you guys, there is a platform for you. Oh, thank you guys, everybody, so much. So much love. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Woohoo! Okay, bye, Adrian.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.